But first, consumer groups are welcoming the federal government's commitment to ensure that Australians will no longer be ripped off by banks. The government has been criticised for not acting sooner to bring in laws to implement the recommendations of the Financial Services Royal Commission. Today, the Treasurer announced a timeline to bring in significant changes to the finance sector by the end of next year. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has the details.
From charging dead people fees to families losing their homes or savings due to poor financial advice, the Royal Commission into Misconduct in the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services industry heard in devastating detail just how many Australians have been let down. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is promising to change that.
We will make the necessary changes to restore trust and confidence in Australia's financial system.
76 recommendations were made by Commissioner Kenneth Hain when he handed down the final report in February. The government is responsible for implementing 54 of them. Some of these have already been completed, and the Treasurer has now outlined a timeline for when he wants the rest to come into place.
We want to make it clear that we are setting out a timeline that will see each of the government's commitments met. And in doing so, it will also provide clarity and certainty to consumers, industry and the regulators.
By the end of the year, the government wants to implement or put legislation before Parliament for about a third of the changes. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is accusing his counterparts of being too slow to act.
The government has had the Banking Royal Commission report for 6 months, and now all we're getting today is a half-hearted implementation plan. This is not an action plan. This is an excuse for 15 more months of inaction on the important recommendations of the Banking Royal Commission.
But Alan Kirkland, the CEO of Consumer Group Choice, is welcoming the proposed timeline.
It was a bit unfortunate that we had a federal election so soon after the Royal Commission report was released, because that effectively put Parliament on hold for a good 3 or 4 months. But now with Parliament having been back for 3 weeks, it is excellent to see a really clear timetable for legislation with a huge amount to be introduced this year and the rest by the end of next year. That's the sort of urgency that we need.
Among the legislation to be put to Parliament sometime this year, a measure that could save Australians tens of thousands of dollars. It's known as the Mortgage Broker Best Interests Duty.
When you go to see a mortgage broker now, that's generally because you want them to tell you what's the best deal you can get. Unfortunately, they're not required to do that. There is no obligation for them to look at the market and tell you what's best for you, and that's why it often does not happen. Once these new laws come in, and we hope to see that happen very soon, a broker will actually have to tell you what's in your best interest. So they won't be able to recommend a higher loan if a higher loan is not the best thing for you.
Changes will also be put forward this year to alter how funeral policies work. There will be further discussions with industry on a number of the recommendations, and that's where Alan Kirkland fears measures could be watered down or delayed.
I guess our message to the government, and indeed to all parliamentarians who will need to support this legislation, is don't bend to the industry lobbyists. We need to stick to this time frame, get the legislation through.
Australian Banking Association CEO Anna Bligh says further consultation is important.
I think we need to move on the one hand with a sense of real urgency, but also with a sense of real care. Getting this legislation right is just as important as getting it done as quickly as possible.
The government is hopeful all recommendations requiring legislation be put to Parliament by the end of next year.
Stephanie Boris reporting.